This is Little Rock Public Radio. I'm Daniel Breen. Arkansas's public television network is walking back a decision to disaffiliate with the National Public Broadcasting Service. Little Rock Public Radio's Nathan Treese covered the marathon meeting in Conway on Thursday, and he joins us now to break it down. Hey, Nathan.
Hello.
So we have a lot to talk about following Thursday's meeting, but first off, give us some background on Arkansas and its public television network.
Yeah, so as our listeners probably know, we have two types of public broadcasting here in the U.S., radio and television. Radio is, well, us. We're a nonprofit, local news station, and we carry programming from our national affiliate, NPR. The same can be said for television. There are local stations, and then there's the national PBS. We are one of three NPR affiliates here in Arkansas, but there's only always been one PBS affiliate in the state, and it's been known by many names. It's AETN, Arkansas PBS, and now Arkansas TV. And that most recent name change came about because in December, the board overseeing the network voted to disaffiliate from national PBS, becoming the first statewide network to do so.
And why did they do that?
As our listeners also probably remember, Congress voted last July to rescind all funding to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. That was a taxpayer-funded corporation that distributed some funding to NPR and PBS, but the majority of their dollars went directly to local stations like our station and Arkansas TV. And just to be clear, Little Rock Public Radio did lose CPB funding as well, but we are not affiliated with the state's public television network, as is sometimes the case in other states. So, in response to that, Arkansas PBS commissioners voted to disaffiliate with PBS, rebrand to Arkansas TV, and to drop all PBS programming effective July 1st. Officials, including new CEO Carlton Wing, said this was a necessary move since they couldn't afford to pay dues for PBS programming without the roughly $2.5 million in CPB funding they were receiving each year.
All right. And as you said, this decision happened in December and resulted in a lot of public outcry against this move. Commissioners met once again on Thursday. What changed?
Well, what changed was the public outcry. A grassroots movement, Friends of Arkansas PBS, had formed, supported by a bipartisan pair of former Arkansas First Ladies, those Barbara Pryor and Gay White. In all, around 100 people were seated in an overflow area to watch Thursday's commission meeting, and 18 people provided public comment, none of whom supported disaffiliation. Joy Holmes of Conway said the loss of PBS Kids programming would be devastating to her two children, who have disorders resulting in lower levels of dopamine.
And it is very difficult for them to feel something as simple as delight. Christmas is not fun, birthdays are not fun, but PBS Family Day is fun. And the idea that that kind of emotional impact can be taken from kids similar to mine is a tragedy I cannot express the depth of.
A foundation report at Thursday's meeting noted it had lost around 3,000 donors since the split. Commissioners said they had received around 1,500 public comments via email and actually noted this was the first time any of them could remember when anyone showed up for public comment at one of their meetings.
And there were also representatives from PBS at the meeting as well, though, right?
Not only that, PBS sent the boss. President and CEO Paula Kerger attended the meeting, along with a few affiliates. Kerger said she had serious concerns about the future of public television in Arkansas following the results of December's commission meeting, and she felt that the decision was made too quickly without input from the public and was based on a fundamental misunderstanding of their agreement.
What was the confusion?
Arkansas TV said their understanding was that they had to give PBS 180 days advance notice of their decision to disaffiliate, lest they, quote, be on the hook for the following year's dues. Kerger said that was not true. Her repeated assertion was that the station was allowed to make the split at any time on a prorated basis, meaning if Arkansas TV finalized the decision to cut ties, say, in September, they would only pay for the months from July to September, keeping in mind that fiscal years begin mid-calendar year. Aside from all that, Kerger said she didn't think Arkansas TV really made much of an effort to clarify this seeming misunderstanding.
I also would say that if you were considering such a significant move, that it would have been worth more than just an interpretation, but it would have been worth a second conversation saying, look, we're thinking of contemplating this. Anyone else that has even thought about this has had additional conversations with us.
And while she didn't say this outright, This kind of feeds into a larger feeling we heard from several public commenters that this decision may not actually be just financial, but more ideological. But Arkansas TV officials have said repeatedly that is not the case.
And did Kirker have any other points?
Yes. While Arkansas remains the only state to pull back from PBS, Kirker relayed a cautionary tale about a Los Angeles-based station that made a similar decision to disaffiliate and produce only local programming.
Within a very short period of time, they had to sell their studio, which was the oldest studio on the back lots of Hollywood. They sold it to the Church of Scientology. They went bankrupt, and they came back to PBS.
She also noted that some PBS stations have disaffiliated following the loss of CPB funding, but that those were primarily small, university-licensed stations in overlapping markets. Kirker also questioned how Arkansas TV planned to fund a full slate of local programming and fulfill the state's legislature's stated objective of increasing locally produced educational programming. Arkansas TV CEO Carlton Wing said he expected funding to be supplemented by local corporate underwriting, which Kirker said was counter to national trends, calling both advertising and underwriting, quote, significantly challenged right now.
So that was enough to convince Arkansas TV to hit the pause on the cut?
Seemingly, yes. After about 4 hours of debate and testimony, Commissioner Cynthia Nance made the motion to officially pause the disaffiliation for up to 180 days past the original June 30th cutoff. It passed 4-1 on a roll call vote.
So what happens now?
Well, put bluntly, the message now seems to be put your money where your mouth is. Alluding to the letters sent to commission in response to the December vote, Commissioner Ann Klimmer said it was now time to write the check.
I hope that the people know that we listen to them, also know that we still have a financial obligation to keep this station running.
Yeah.
And if nothing changes, then our original decision from December is going to hold. We're not going to have a choice.
Carlton Wing indicated that he needs to see the $2 million funding gap bridged this year and be assured that it can be sustained each year going forward. That's a tall order from the public, but here's Wing speaking to me after the meeting.
We'll just kind of see what happens from this point forward. We know where we are financially. That is not hidden at all. Those numbers are out there for everybody to see, and everybody who's seen our balance sheet knows that this is an agency, as public television is in trouble. And so if there are other options that can provide that necessary funding, then great, we've got a path forward. If not, we have a path forward.
Another question is whether or not we'll see any new funding from the Arkansas legislature. Lawmakers will begin a fiscal session next month to approve a new state budget, but even simple appropriations bills for Arkansas TV have faced significant pushback in the past from more conservative members who disagree with some programming from national PBS. And that lack of support was another reason for that disaffiliation vote, since Wing is pretty familiar with the legislature after serving 4 terms in the state House of Representatives.
All right. Well, anything else we missed from the meeting?
The board also voted to elevate Commissioner Gary Newton to serve as chair, taking over from Woody Freeman, whose term ends later this month. Freeman also announced that Commissioner Annette Harrington had resigned from the board. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will choose Freeman's replacement, as well as someone to serve out the remaining 2 years of Harrington's term.
All right. Well, that is Little Rock Public Radio's Nathan Treese talking about Thursday's meeting of the Arkansas TV Commission. Thanks for your reporting, Nathan.
You're quite welcome.
This is Little Rock Public Radio.